God, I love that song, man.
Yeah, I love that.
Pot 107 W High RX. It's Wake Bong. It's Bake Bong. What's going on?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
What's happening?
How you doing? Happy 420, brother. It's finally here.
Hey, you cheers, know. A toothpick to you. Is that a toothpick, man? What is it?
This is going to be a fun day. I guess, you know, I feel bad because I don't know if 420 is getting its true love, you know, on social media. Everyone's been so preoccupied with the coronavirus, which, you know, makes sense. But I think this is something that people have been waiting for a long time, but it's been kind of buried. So today we're going to celebrate and have a little fun here on Pow 107 WIRX.
Let's have a good old time. Yeah, you're right there on the social media thing. You usually know 420 is coming because you see the posts, but man, I think they're getting flooded with all what's going on right now. But we didn't forget.
We didn't. We would never forget. Usually we would forget, but not today.
I mean, I'm going to forget.
Yeah. Like, wait, what did we do yesterday, man? What? I don't remember. I don't remember one bit, man. anyway, it's 420. Let's do your sports. By the way, it's 420 all morning. That's what time it is the entire time. That's all to nice. Say.
So 42 degrees.
It. Yeah, it's 42.0 degrees.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Had a couple of those last night while watching some movies, man. You know, I figured I'd do my drinking yesterday and then everything else today.
There you go. Get it in. Get it in because today's very important for other reasons. Hey, here you go, man. I know we don't have a lot of sports to watch. Without live sports to watch, debate, and obsess over, we don't have that. Fans have resorted to rehearsing and reliving old games, moments, and storylines. 22 years in the making, Brock. The last dance is therefore the perfect sports entertainment for our time at this moment. It's nostalgic, yet fresh. It'll surely fuel debate and social media controversy. It opens Michael Jordan and those legendary Chicago Bulls teams up in ways that promise to be eye-opening for the younger generation that never got to watch Michael Jordan's Bulls dominate, and thought-provoking for an older generation that may have assumed it knew all there was to know about MJ and the Bulls and their glory years. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought this up because Kiki mentioned this yesterday. She's like, hey, you know, this is going to be on. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, no, this is a huge documentary. And so they aired it on ESPN last night. Well, we don't have cable. So did you watch it?
Both episodes. I watched from 9 to 11 last night. Dude, let me tell you, I just read that.
Goosebumps.
That was no, I'm not joking. I mean, I just read that, and that was kind of some of what we're going to talk about here. Last night, The Last Dance, Michael Jordan documentary. I am telling you, dude, if I can compare it, back when I was young and watching this happening at the time, it brought me back to how I felt at that time. I remember why I played basketball for those reasons last night. Because, dude, I am telling you, everything about that feeling, this documentary brings it back. And it starts with Jordan and the Bulls and The Last Dance and the very last year. But they go through the whole thing, man.
Awesome.
And I cannot wait for these next episodes to be aired because it really does just put you back in the 90s, man, when Jordan was just dominating.
I believe that they will have it on streaming services. I think Hulu will probably have it or other places. I think they're going to make it available for people that don't have ESPN. So I think we're going to watch that tonight. But, yeah, I had no idea. Kiki brought it up to me. I was like, oh, that's great. She's obviously a huge basketball fan. She's a major basketball player. And so I didn't know. So I'm going to have to check that out today and see what all the fuss is about because the last thing I saw with Michael Jordan was Space Jam. So it's been a while.
Yeah, right.
It's been a while.
No kidding, man.
Man.
You know what's great, too, is he's sitting there. He's got his whiskey. He's got a cigar. And they're interviewing him, and they just kind of keep going back to him, and he kind of fills in the blanks there, and you can just tell it's pure Michael Jordan. Whoever the guy was interviewing at the time, it's just unbelievable how he breaks everything down.
He doesn't still have the little Hitler mustache, does he? Did he shave that?
think so. I think he's got the full, like, the thin mustache. But he's still sporting the hoop earring. Nice. He will never get rid of that. He's still got the hoop earring.
I love
it. But one great thing about that documentary, real quick last night, is we were both – you were born in 86, right? I was born in 85. And that's about the time Michael Jordan was rising into the NBA. So that part of his career, I never really got to see. I've only seen a little bit of highlights. I've only seen a couple of clips here and there. Because when you watch Michael Jordan, you watch his later years in the 90s, basically. That's kind of what everybody covers. But, dude, un-friggin' believable. I had no idea how good he was going up through the 80s and just finishing everything in the 90s. It's very, very exciting, man. And when you say goosebumps, I got them. I'm
goosebumps,
telling you. So,
bro.
So if
goosebumps.
You guys if you guys missed it last night, you have to watch it because it's awesome.
Then follow it up with Space Jam, the true Michael Jordan documentary.
Just make sure you watch it on a nice day because you're going to want to go out and shoot hoops afterwards, 100%.
I'm telling you. All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud,
we'll be back.
Rock 106.